chapters are an amazing way to break up a long-form podcast into smaller segments for people to look at. You might want to jump or skip a chapter and move ahead. Or at least it just gives you a guide to what's coming in the podcast.
Welcome to FanZone, your bite-sized guide to getting the most out of the True Fans podcast app. In each episode, we'll discuss an aspect of the app and hopefully answer any questions you may have about it. Plus, when you listen to FanZone in True Fans, you can earn as you listen and use your earnings to support your favourite podcasters. I'm Claire Waite-Brown, independent podcaster and all-round podcast enthusiast.
And I'm Sam Sethi, the CEO and founder of True Fans.
We are having a look at the tabs on the episode level screen currently. So an episode that you're listening to, these tabs are specific to that episode. Now, chapters is one of my favourite new things that you can do with podcasts, and Sam's going to explain to me now what I'm going to see in most cases, depending on the podcaster, if I click on the chapter tab for an episode.
Right. Chapters are an amazing way to break up a long-form podcast into smaller segments for people to look at. You might want to jump or skip a chapter and move ahead, or at least it just gives you a guide to what's coming in the podcast. What you'll get with most podcasts, hopefully, is a chapter piece of artwork. You'll get a link to that external piece of information related to that chapter. And you'll also get the option to share that chapter as well, if you want to.
Brilliant. How do those chapters get there, Sam?
So there are two ways of doing that. If your host supports chapters, then you will go into your host and hopefully they've got some new cool AI. So Captivate and Buzzsprout certainly do. I know Blueberry and a few of the others like Usha are coming out with them. So you'll be able to say quickly to an AI agent in your host, create chapter markers for me. You can then go and adjust those to be more accurate and they will have a timestamp with them. That gets added to your RSS feed. And then when you publish your new episode, we as an app will read the chapter markers and display it in the episode page for you. So that's one way that you can get chapters.
Just jumping in for a moment, you can, of course, make your own chapters without using AI, as I do for this show, by manually putting in your timestamps, chapter titles, and pics and links if relevant. The hosting companies that offer chapters, as Sam mentioned, Buzzsprout, Captivate and Blueberry, but also RSS.com, which I've shown in the chapter art for this chapter, make adding chapters really easy.
The other way is if your host does not support chapters, but you want to stay with your host, then if you've claimed your podcast in True Fans and got into your Creators Admin dashboard, you can go into the Chapters tab in your Creators dashboard and create your chapter markers, and then they would just be displayed in True Fans.
Okay. Oh, that's really cool then. So you can do it even if your hosting company doesn't do it, but obviously this will be specific to True Fans. And we'll talk about how creators can do that in a future episode. The play button next to each chapter means you can jump straight to that chapter. And I think there may be some thoughts with regards to, well, I don't want somebody to skip through my show. But I think that it can be very useful for keeping your listeners if you can direct the listener to the part of the show that they really want to listen to. For example, if you're listening to a sports show, you really love what that podcaster talks about, but you don't like it when they talk about road cycling. So you don't want to listen to that bit. You could think, I'm not going to listen to the whole show until I get to my bit. That's just too much like hard work. But if I look at the chapters, I can just click on the bits that I'm interested in and you retain a happy listener then.
Indeed. And as a listener, you have control as well, where you can actually mark a chapter to be skipped. So in the three dots, one of the options is skip this chapter. And we did that because you can maybe look at the chapters while you start the show, your eyes going over the top of it and go, oh yeah, that chapter I don't want to hear, that chapter I don't want to hear. So you can then click the three dots, mark it as skip this chapter, put the phone back in your pocket and you're off. And then when it gets to that chapter, we will just skip ahead to the next chapter for you.
Brilliant. So I never have to listen to Road Cycling again.
Or Sam Sethi.
Now, we have been using chapters in this podcast and the photos specifically. So what is good for this kind of show where we're kind of helping you to learn how to use something is that we can put in photos with these arrows that say, press here, click here. This is what we're talking about, which I think could be useful for so many other types of podcasts as well. So if you haven't noticed the photos in our chapters, go back and listen to the other episodes and then look at the photos. But the photos don't only appear on the chapter list, do they? If you've got your episode screen up, as the chapter changes, that photo will be the big photo on the screen, won't it?
Correct. Yes. They can also be GIFs and video if we want as well.
Oh, blimey. Didn't know that. You see, I keep learning things as we go along. Yes. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Sam.
Thank you, Claire.
Thanks so much for listening. There are lots more episodes of Fan Zone for you to get stuck into and that show you how to make the most of the fab features that this forward-looking podcast app has to offer podcast listeners and creators alike. We'd love to hear from you. You can send us a comment on True Fans, more about that in the Fan Zone episode on comments, or email support@truefans.fm.